This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Public testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump has ended. We get more on Thursday's testimony from AP's Ed Donahue.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Diplomat David Holmes testified about the phone call he overheard in Ukraine between Sondland and President Trump that included talk of investigations. He asked Sondland if it was true the president did not care about Ukraine and was told the president cares about big stuff.
He meant big stuff that benefits the president, like the Biden investigation.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law. And in my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Top White House officials met Thursday with Republican senators to discuss impeachment strategy. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.